Spring Awakening is a rock musical with music by Duncan Sheik and a book and lyrics by Steven Sater. It is based on the 1891 German play Spring Awakening by Franz Wedekind. I love when you say that. Set in late 19th century Germany, the musical tells the story of teenagers discovering the inner and outer tumult of sexuality and struggling with repression, rejection, and lack of information. You know, a typical Thursday. Spring Awakening won Best Musical and several other Tony Awards for its original Broadway run. The Theater Institute at Sage will present a production of the musical this weekend and next at the James Meter Little Theater in Troy, New York. The production's director, Lee Strimbeck, joins us now as she does a couple times a year, and we always love having Lee with us. And I remember running into her several months ago and saying that the show was going to be happening. And I got so excited and said, well, you have to come in, and here you are.
Well, thanks for having us. We're very excited about this show.
Well, let's talk about it. We also joining us, Austin Lombardi. He is a junior theater major who plays Moritz in the show. And Kaylee Sirkwa is a senior theater major who is the assistant director. And we welcome you both. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us. Very nice to have you here.
All right. So how did you come to this particular show of wanting to do this with the students?
Well, this is a young people show, which doesn't mean it doesn't speak to older people, but it's about a group of young people. The whole cast, is, you know, they're supposed to be around the ages of 14, but you need to get older kids to play them. And I saw the show 3 weeks after it opened on Broadway, before it swept the Tonys, because a friend grabbed me and said, you must come see this. And she bought me a ticket, and we sat in the third row center, and I thought it was the best piece of theater I had seen in a couple of decades. Yeah. I mean, I was completely blown away. So ever since then, I've sort of been obsessed with it, and we had the opportunity to do it. So here I am.
How is it? How do I ask this question? Is it fairly? You've stuck with the original script. You're not veering.
When you get the rights to something, that's what you have to do. I mean, you're sort of signing a contract to do that. So you can't edit it out for high schools. I heard there is a high school production. We're not doing that one. We're doing the one that was done on Broadway, the same one that won all the Tonys, the same book, the same lyrics, and choreography in the style of Bill T. Jones. I mean, it was a near-perfect piece of theater to me. So it's something to live up to, and we are doing that exact piece of theater. We recommend it for ages 16 and up, although, as I've told people, there's not anything in this show that a lot of 13, 14, and 15-year-olds aren't hearing and seeing and talking about.
No, but it is, as I mentioned in the introduction, you have life stuff, isn't it, right?
Big life stuff, important life stuff for teenagers.
So, Austin, tell us what it's been like for you to take on this role.
It has been a dream come true. I remember listening to the music my freshman year of college and saying, I need to play that role someday, figuring Sage wouldn't do it because it's so intense and so, I don't know, it's just So magnificent. I never dreamed I could be able to do it in college. And being able to do it has been such a privilege. And I'm just honored to work with such an amazing director and choreographer and all the other students. It's an amazing piece of work.
And we have a six-piece band as well.
Yeah.
Viola, violin. I mean, stand-up bass. We've got the whole band there.
How many in the cast?
13. We have two adult actors, the adult male and the adult female. They play all of the adults in the show because from the point of view of teenagers, all adults are alike.
Yes.
So they play all the roles and then the teenagers. It's true. I have kids. I can say that.
Some adults, I think, even have that. Yeah, we're all alike.
Yeah.
Switch us out. Kaylee, you are the assistant director. So what has that process been like for you?
It's been great. You know, being an assistant director, the duties vary depending who you're working under. But with Lee, I've really been able to provide my creative input for staging, for different scenes. And there's also an administrative aspect. I've been taking notes, writing emails, working on marketing. So it's covering a lot of ground.
Kaylee and I were just in Las Vegas with Grounded, that show I talked to you about last fall. And she was the production manager for that tour. It went to Las Vegas and Syracuse.
Neat.
Yeah. So Kaylee's my go-to.
This semester, it's been great.
Yeah. We're getting to know each other.
What do you look for in a show that you think not only is good for the students, but good for the community?
A show that tells a compelling story. a show that tells a story that when you leave the theater, there are images embedded in your mind and parts of songs embedded in your mind. And this musical has a reputation for being racy in its language, but there are songs that, you know, don't have any quote-unquote bad language in them that are unforgettably beautiful. So there's there's been some weeping happening in the final rehearsals.
A little bit, which is a little bit weeping.
Okay, over the material, not
over the beauty of these songs. Oh, Joe, they're beautiful. They're beautiful, and the students are beautiful in this show.
Now, you, Austin, as I say, play Moritz. So tell us a little bit about this character, a very, how should we say, very nervous and intense young man.
I think he's tightly wound.
Okay, all right.
He's both nervous of his surroundings and just very aware and silent of everything that's going on. So everything he does is very internal, and he has a bit of a stammer. And he's just at the bottom of the totem pole in every aspect of his life.
Mm. And somewhat traumatized by what's happening to him?
Yes. I don't want to get too much into that, but yeah, he is very... he's the product of his... Exactly. Come and see. And he's the product of his environment, essentially.
Yeah.
To the extreme.
And dealing with puberty and...
Yes.
Sexual awakening and
lack of. I mean, when Wedekind wrote the play, he wrote the scenes that we're doing are the ones Wedekind wrote in the late 1800s, and we're doing those exact scenes, that exact language. Now, of course, the play caused a lot of trouble. He didn't even produce it originally in Germany because of it, and it's all about not providing information to young people, keeping them in the dark about their bodies, about their development, keeping them ashamed. That's part of the story of this play.
Yeah. When you, is there anything embarrassing for you to do? Or like, were you ever embarrassed by any of the material?
Oh, no, never.
Like, you don't care about that?
No.
Yeah.
It's my responsibility, I feel, when I'm given a piece to perform it to the best of my abilities and to put all my feelings towards that aside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So. Okay.
And you must hear him sing. You must hear Austin sing.
It's great.
It's great.
Now... When you all get together, what has the rehearsal process been like over the last couple? How long have you been working on this?
Oh, we started in March. I think you just have to build a show like this very carefully and very thoughtfully. The first thing that happened is our choreographer, who's an alum, came up from New York City to set the big dances. We did several readings of the play to understand the story of the scenes and the story of the play, and then you read it as a whole, and then you bust it all apart for weeks. So you just work on one section, another section, another section, another section, and slowly you put it all back together again. It's kind of like Lego blocks. And then you put it all back together again and see if it fits. And we just had the whole band in for the first time Saturday, and they had rehearsed without us, and we had rehearsed without them, and we put it all together, and it was I just thought it was thrilling. I'm so proud of the work that we're going to put on the stage.
Well, Kaylee, what has it been like for you to see all this come together?
It has been extremely moving. Like Austin said, I heard this music. I actually was in high school when I first heard the musical, and it was beautiful. And I said, I want to be a part of this in some way someday. And so being able to watch it transform from just scene to scene, bit to bit, finally into a full production with music and lights and costumes, it's thrilling.
And really we have a set designer from Wham Theater, Juliana Halbrick, who has provided a set that really is helping us tell the story. I mean, the set is part of the story in the way we've gutted the Meter Theater and opened up the whole space. We're playing all over the theater, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
When, so what is the, after the, you're a senior, so after this, is this the swan song, or what are you doing?
I'm actually a junior.
Oh, you're a junior.
I'm a junior. I was just going to let it go. I'll let you think I'm a senior.
Now we have to graduate her early because I put a senior in the email.
Okay.
I'm leaving early.
It's because she's so mature.
I'm sorry. We've just recounted your credits. You're a junior.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a shame. Okay, so for both of you then, what are your, what's next? I mean, obviously you have another year, but.
Yes. Up next in our season is actually Honk, the musical story of the Ugly Duckling. Far cry from Spring Awakening, but that opens May 20th.
Matter of speaking.
Really is.
Yin and yang.
Again, matter of speaking.
Yeah, that's May 27th to June 7th, and both Austin and I are performing in it. So that'll be fun.
And then Austin's going to be on Barrington stage this summer in Shrek.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we have
playing what role? I'm sorry.
Shrek.
Oh, wow. You get to do the You get to put on the green paint.
And we have senior, Matt McFadden, who's doing the entire performance of Tom Paine based on Nothing by Will Eno, which is an incredible play, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I think the dates of that are. So our senior shows are really becoming big events as well.
What is your hope for the students when they leave the program of what's next?
I hope that they work in the theater. And I don't mean that sarcastically. I mean to be able to work and get jobs in the theater is the first goal, and that they present themselves as professionally as possible, that they understand all the components of theater and don't just look at it from the point of view of an actor, but they understand production, they understand direction, they understand all the people who work on a show. I mean, all the people underneath the stage pushing the platforms, and that they have respect for that, and they have respect for the musicians who show up. You know, as Uta Hagen says in her famous book, respect for the theater.
Yeah.
So, respect for acting.
So, Kaylee, when you do your assistant director in this and the acting, so you get the whole, but I assume if you're given your druthers, you'd like to be on stage.
I actually like an even split of acting and directing. Last semester, I was a director for Down the Hall. I know Katie Pedro and Lee were both in to discuss that as well, and that was wonderful, and I enjoy acting, so I can't focus on just one thing. My mind can't stay in one place for that long. I need to be able to do different outlets of theater.
That's a great answer. We should make you a senior just for that answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because I think what we're doing is we're graduating theater people and not just actors. We're graduating people who are holistic theater people.
Does being geographically close to New York help?
Help the students?
Yeah.
Sure, because we can go down there and see work, and we can bring people up to work with us, like our choreographer and things like that. So absolutely, yeah.
The Theater Institute at SAGE presents Spring Awakening this weekend and next at the James Meter Little Theater in Troy, New York. Links to more information are available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Lee, Austin, Kaylee, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful production. It sounds terrific. Congratulations on all the great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. You can visit their website. It's philipslytle.com. Rich, I thank you very much. I thank you for doing all the homework and for studying up and for doing the research and coming back and setting the record straight. I assume we'll move on to a next topic next time.
Yes.
Unless
I make another mistake.
Well, we'll know in mere minutes.
Thanks.
Rich, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
Support comes from United Way of Dutchess Orange Region, supporting National Volunteer Week April 12th through 18th, encouraging volunteering and community involvement, uwdor.org for volunteer opportunities. And Redbud Development, collaborating with residential clients to design and build functional outdoor spaces that reflect their lifestyle, redbuddevelopment.com.
I want to thank you very much for being with us for another edition of The Roundtable. Do join us tomorrow for another program. We would love to have you with us. Thanks to our producer, Sarah LaDuke, who always does a wonderful job. Alan Chartok, Mike Spain, Rosemary Romeo, thanks to them. Thanks also to our engineer on the board, Dave Hopper. A reminder, we post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. You may listen to them again or for the first time there or on the WAMC app. I want to thank you for joining us for today's program. I'm Joe Donahue. Stay tuned now for Midday Magazine with Brian Shields.
This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMCFM HD 90.3 Albany, WRUN HD 90.3 Remsen Utica, WAMK HD 90.9 Kingston, WOSR HD 91.7 Middletown, WCEL HD 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN HD 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC HD 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ HD 105.1 Great Barrington, WWES HD 88.9 Mount Kisco, WANZ HD 90.1 Stamford, WANR 88.5 Brewster, and WAMC AM 1400 Albany.
On Midday Magazine, the winter was welcome news for ski resorts, some of which are still open as the temperatures reach into the 60s and 70s. North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley reports, young people are...